You're listening to SBS News.
The Chinese government says the United States should stop wasting time in its fight against the coronavirus and work with China to combat it rather than spreading lies and attacking the country. The Trump administration has repeatedly accused China of cover-ups and a lack of transparency. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi says the country is open to international efforts to trace the origins of coronavirus. But Mr. Wang has condemned the blame shifting by some US officials, insisting the investigation must be transparent and free of political interference.
The trace of origin must be based on science. We should let the WHO take the lead and let scientists and medical experts research the issue worldwide. The goal should be to let us understand better this kind of virus and be able to deal with large-scale infectious diseases more effectively in the future.
Several lawsuits have already been filed with the US states of Missouri and Mississippi, reporting they're suing China for what they allege is its lack of response to COVID-19. The United States remains the hardest hit country, with Johns Hopkins Institute figures showing just over 97,670 deaths. And the US also has the highest number of confirmed cases at just over 1.6 million, followed by Brazil and Russia, which are both seeing an exponential rise in confirmed cases. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro has been widely criticised for his handling of the outbreak and is at the centre of a deepening political crisis. But over the weekend, he greeted anti-lockdown protesters by removing his mask and hugging protesters.
Are you ready? We're in Brasilia now to join a spontaneous demonstration of the people for democracy, for freedom. The people who really want Brazil to move forward. Freedom above all else.
Still in South America, and Chile's healthcare system is under strain as the number of confirmed infections approaches 70,000, with food shortages prompting protests and food parcel deliveries to vulnerable residents. Meanwhile, in the United Kingdom, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is facing criticism for defending the actions of his senior advisor Dominic Cummings, despite calls from both sides of politics for Mr. Cummings to resign. It's been revealed Mr. Cummings broke the United Kingdom's strict lockdown restrictions in March by driving 400 kilometres from London to Durham, a trip Mr. Cummings says was necessary as he was taking his four-year-old son to relatives to be cared for as his wife was showing coronavirus symptoms. Mr. Johnson has defended his advisor and says he behaved responsibly and legally.
I think that what they did was totally understandable. There's actually guidance about that particular difficulty, about what you need to do, about the pressures that families face when they have childcare needs. He found those needs where they could best be served, best be delivered. And yes, that did involve travel. But I have to say, I think that looking at the situation, I think any father, any parent would frankly understand.
South Africa is further loosening its lockdown starting on June the 1st, allowing most sectors of the economy to return to activity. President Cyril Ramaphosa announced the news, but also warned coronavirus cases have started to rise sharply. One third of the country's more than 22,000 cases have been recorded in the past week, but the economic pain has created pressure to allow more businesses to reopen and for some students to return to school. Gatherings remain prohibited, except for funerals and work meetings, with no more than 50 people. Mr. Ramaphosa says maintaining the balance between the economy and health concerns is challenging but necessary.
While the nationwide lockdown has been effective, it cannot be sustained indefinitely. We introduced the five-level COVID-19 alert system to manage the gradual easing of the lockdown. This risk-adjusted approach is guided by several criteria, including the level of infections and the rate of transmission, the capacity of our health facilities, and the economic and social impact of continued restrictions.
In Yemen, hospitals are being forced to send away patients and cemeteries are overflowing after a spike in deaths probably caused by coronavirus. The government in the south has only reported 212 cases of COVID-19 and 39 deaths, but it's thought the number is much higher. In Yemen's largest city of Aden, international aid group Doctors Without Borders has reported a growing number of deaths because of the virus and 40 of its own health workers infected. Caroline Segan is Doctors Without Borders operations manager for Yemen, and she says the facility, the only COVID-19 centre in the country's south, cannot cope with the growing number of cases.
What is very, very worrying is that we have a lot of people that arrive almost dead or already dead. And so the mortality in our hospital is very, very high. And as we are overwhelmed, in the past days in Aden, for example, we were obliged to refuse patients because we didn't have enough oxygen and medical staff to be able to treat the patient.
As of May the 25th, there are now more than 5.4 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 worldwide, with more than 344,000 deaths reported. And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.